So, following our brief Aseres Yemei Teshuva introduction, let's get back now to our Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Omed Beis. Now, in order to appreciate this Gemara, it's a new sugya, but we must go back to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Omed Aleph. If you go back to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Omed Aleph, towards the top of the Omer, it's on the last narrow line. The last narrow line. Mishnah has just told you that there's something called chakiros. We know the seven main questions for Hazoma purposes. Then there are also bedikos, which are not subject to Hazoma, but they are subject to hakosha. As we've described in the previous sugya, you can find two edim to be contradictory, etc., etc. So, on the last narrow line of the Mishnah says as follows: Ma bein chakiros lebedikos. What is the difference between the seven chakiros and the remaining bedikos? So, says the Mishnah, chakiros. In the case of chakiros, if echad oimer eini yoideya eidusan betela. Remember, in the case of chakiros, if one of them says, "I do not know," they asked him, "What day of the week was it?" And he said, "To be perfectly honest, I don't remember. Was it Tuesday or Thursday or Friday? I have no idea." So the whole Eidus is bottle. Why is Eidus is bottle? As we explained then, because if you don't know, then that Eidus is not subject to Hazoma. Every Eidus has to be subject to Hazoma. So if a person says, "I don't know which day of the week it is," well, obviously, two Edim cannot now come to Bezdin and say, "Well, that very day you were with us elsewhere." What do you mean that very day? I didn't tell you which day it was. I don't know. So therefore, the Eidus is bottle. However, says the Mishnah, Bedikos. Now this is the critical line. Echad oimer eini yoideya. If one of them says, "I don't know," so the question is not which day of the week it was, but tell me what color shoes was the guy wearing? He says, "To be perfectly honest, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention." Va'afilu, or even if both say that we don't know, Eidusan Kayemes, then the Eidus stands. So this is the critical distinction that we're making between Chakiros and Bedikos. In the case of Chakiros, if you say you don't know, even one of them, the Eidus is bottle. In the case of Bedikos, if one of them says they don't know, or even if both of them says I don't know, the Eidos is fine. Why? Because as we said, when we asked you, tell me what color shoes was you wearing or what was the weather like that day, then if you don't know, it doesn't matter. Fine, you don't have to pay attention to what the weather was or what color shoes you was wearing. So if you don't know, it doesn't matter. Now, the line of the Mishnah that our Gemara is going to focus on is, what did the Mishnah mean when it says, in the case of Bedikos, if one of them doesn't know, or even if two of them don't know? What does that mean, even if two of them don't know? Whenever we have the word afilu, even, it must obviously be telling me a greater chiddush. Even two. Is that a greater chiddush? Is it more of a chiddush when two of the Edim don't know than one of them don't know? If one of the Edim says, "I do not know what the weather was," and the other one says, "Yes, I do, it was raining," and we say that Edus is fine. So what did the Mishnah say? Well, even if they both don't know what the weather was, that's also fine. That's not a greater chiddush. Because once one of them said, "I don't know," well, then I don't have two Edim testifying about the weather. So I'm no better off whether one of them says that I do know or none of them say I know. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, and not only if one of them doesn't know, even if both of them don't know? Why would you have thought that if they both don't know, what would I have thought? Now the Edus is bottle? I asked Reuven, tell me, what was the weather like that day? Reuven says, "You're perfectly honest, I wasn't paying attention." Okay, Shimon, what was the weather like day? Me too, I don't know. Why would I feel that's any worse? Yes, Reuven.
Kanireh, it's saying that if one of them knows, then it's kosher. Because that's what it means. In other words, it's saying you're looking at it and saying
No, the Mishnah says both kosher. The Mishnah says in both cases kosher, but the second one is a chiddush, afilu. Why is that
right,
afilu?
because what they're saying is if one knows, you might think there was a Havamina to believe that if they both don't know, it would be treif. They don't know.
Right, why would
So
I
it's saying,
fall?
so hold on one second. So it says if one knows, it's
Well,
kosher.
I
And
understand
the
that, but
chiddush is, and the chiddush is, even if both don't know.
why would I thought that's treif? Makes no sense. That's the Morris Kasha. Why would I have thought, having been told that if one of them doesn't know, it's fine, why on earth would I have said, ah, but if they both don't know, then we're in trouble? Why? Why am I any worse off?
Because you don't have anybody that knows
And when I have one, it's also nothing. One aid is nothing. Totally irrelevant. One aid has no weight in a bezdin. So the minute you told me that if one of the aidim doesn't know, that's okay. That's another way of saying that this whole factor about what was the weather like is totally irrelevant. Ah, you know, even if they both don't know, okay, I'm none the wiser. That's not more of a chiddush. Have a look at the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph on the base now. Says the Gemara, it's on the sixth line towards the top. Says the Gemara, Ma, Bein, Chakirais, etc., etc. Says the Gemara, Ma, what does that mean? Quote unquote, Afilu Shnayim. Oimrim, question mark. What does that mean? That even if two of them say that they don't know, even a tremendous chiddush, pshita, it's not a chiddush, Ki omar echad, if when one of them says, eini yodea, if one of them says, I don't know, and you told me that edusam kayemes, the edus is kosher and it stands. So why would I be any worse off if they both don't know? Ki omri betray. Well, if that's the case, it's obvious that now if both of them say nami, even in that case, edusam kayemes, obviously the edus is kayem. It's no worse. The fact that they both don't know, I'm no better off when one of them knows. Have a look at Rashi on the top of the Omud, the last wide line. Pshita. Why is it poshut? Kiven da Omar Echot. Seeing as one of them said, quote unquote, Eini yodea, I don't know. Ashmi'inon Tana, the Tana nonetheless taught us, the Eidoson Kayeme, so the Eidos stands. Ah, so you're telling me that this information is not important. So who cares whether one doesn't know, or two doesn't know, or nobody knows? Is Ki Omri Tarvayu Nami? So even in the case where they both don't know, it's obvious that Kayemesi, why? De'ilu Omar o'echod, because whether one of them said, I do know, I don't know, my Rabuse, why is that a chiddush? Kiven de Omar chaveiroi eini. The minute that one of them says, I don't know, ze loy ma'alev loy ma'ari. So the second one is now irrelevant, neither here nor there, neither up nor down. So the minute one of them says, well, I don't know the weather. So what did the other one say? Oh, well, I do. Okay, what's irrelevant? Your knowledge of the weather does not not advance our cause in any which way. Why? Because one aid testifying about the weather has no weight. In a Besdin, we always need two. So it's either two or nothing. So once you tell me that if one of them doesn't know it's kosher, well, then I already know that so too if they both don't know. So therefore, we don't understand what is the chiddush of the Mishnah. What does it mean? But even if they both don't know, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Omer of Sheshes, Areisha Koi. It's not referring to the Sefer discussing the Bedikois. It's actually going back to the resh of the very first line, which was the chakiris. Remember, we said in the chakiris are critical questions. Because if one of them doesn't know, that's it. The eidos is bottle. Why is it bottle? Because no longer subject to hazama. So Rav Sheshet says this line in the Mishnah where it says, even two, was not referring to the bedikas. You're right, that's not a chiddush at all. If one doesn't know or two doesn't know, everything is good. We're going back now to the reisha concerning chakirois. So how does that answer the question? So the Gemara explains. And this is now what the Mishnah meant, even though the Loshein is definitely not very mashma this way, but the Gemara is saying this is what it means. B'chakirois afilu shnayim oimrim yodanu. We're editing the Mishnah a little bit. Not to say they don't know, but if two say they do know, the echod oimer eini yodea. In other words, we're talking about where there was a group of three edim. Now, this is a critical discussion, which we haven't discussed at all. Those who were with us a number of years ago, back when we learned makos, we discussed this then. There is a very important discussion. What is the status of a group of three edus? Three edus. When two edim is the entire group, so we understand. Two edim, I need two edim. If one of them is knocked out, the other one is knocked out. But when I have three, what is the status of a group of three edim? Oh, welcome back, Nachum. All right?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
So when I have a group of three Edim, do I necessarily need all three to be on board? What happens if one of the three Edim is not on board? Now, what does that mean, is not on board? So let's design a scenario, exactly the subject that we're talking about. You have three Edim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And they ask them, one of the Chakirais, for example, what day of the week was it? Reuven and Shimon both respond, it was Tuesday. And Levi says, to be perfectly honest, I don't remember. What is the halacha? Is that kosher Edus or not kosher Edus? One of them is not on board. Says the Gemara, Eidusom Batela, the Eidus is Botel. Eidus is Botel. Why? Kaman, which opinion is this following? Rabbi Akiva. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why? What did Rabbi Akiva say? The Makish Shloisha Lishnayim. Now we'll see in a moment, Rashi explains. What does it mean, makish? Makish means we compare. You might well remember there's a strange pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, al pi shnayim edim, oy shloisha edim, yokum dovor. The matter will be established in accordance with two or three edim. With the obvious question being, if you've told me that it can be established with two, then why do you need to tell me it can be established with three? So there is an opinion out there, the Gemara is calling it Rabbi Akiva, who says that what the Torah is teaching you is that not that you need three, two definitely suffices. But if I have three, they have to be compared to two. What does it mean compared to two? The halacha is in two. What happens if you have Reuven and Shimon who come to Beis Din, they give an Eidus, and then Levi and Yehuda say, well, Reuven, not Reuven and Shimon, Reuven was with us on that very day elsewhere. Shimon, we have no idea. The halacha is, there is no Zoymimin in that case. The principle of Zoymimin only applies when both Reuven and Shimon are proved to be Zoymimin. It's two or nothing. So we compare three to two. Just like two Edim can be made Zoymimin only when both of them are made Zoymimin, so too in the case of three, this is a tremendous chiddush, none of them will be considered Zoymimin unless they are all prove to be Zaymimin. But if the second group say, well, Reuven and Shimon were with us elsewhere, not Levi, there's no Zaymimin. Why is that a big chiddush? Because even though they are being mazin to Aden, Teretz is, but we compare the group of two to the group of three. Just like in the case of two, in order to make the Zoymimin, you've got to be mazim both. So too in the case of three, in order to make them Zoymimin, you've got to be mazim both. If that's the case, now let's come back to our Gemara. If the only way that you can be mazim three Edim is if you're mazim all of them, do we now all agree that if one of the three Edim answers the Chakira by saying, I don't know, well, that particular aid can never now be made into an aid Zoymimin. And if that's the case, then none of them can be made in Zoymimin, because as we just said, it's all or nothing. So again, if I have three Aidim come to Bezdin, and one of them says, I don't know, well, if that's the case, you've just killed off the entire Eidus. Why have you killed off the entire Eidus? Because we have a golden rule that Eidim always has to be subject to Hazoma. The one who says, I don't know, is clearly not subject to Hazoma. Well, if that's the case, then the entire group are not subject to Hazoma. Because as we just said, you can only make the Eidim Zoymimin if you make all of them Zoymimin. The minute one of them is not on board, he cannot be made into an Eid Zaymim, then so too the entire group cannot be made into Eid Zaymim. Ah, if that's the case, Eidusan Betelah.
Rabbi, if three Eidim come, do they always speak to all three, or if they speak to the first two and everything is hunky-dory, then they're...
No, every single one. If you come with three, then each one has the validity of an age. You might say, well, why did they bother coming as three in the first place? But no, that's what they did. If three saw it, three testified, three now witness, each one has to be cross-examined as if he's the only one. Therefore, in the case of Zoymimin, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. So therefore, just like when I have a group of two, so then we all understand if one of them says, I don't know, well, he's killed off the whole Eidus because now he can't be made a Zoymimin, so neither can the whole group. So too, in the case of three, and that's what we mean. We asked before, what does it mean? And even when two, what's the even? The answer is even if two of them, now we're changing the lashon, even if two of them say that we know and one of them says that he does not know, nonetheless, the Eidus is botel. Why is it botel? Because that third zoymim, that third aid cannot be made into an aid zoymim, which means that we cannot be mazim the entire group. So if the entire group is not subject to azoma, then the entire group is thrown out. Now, we have to finish off, but we're going to have to leave off with a question. The Loshen of the Mishnah was the exact opposite. The Loshen of the Mishnah was that even if two say, I don't know, the Eidus is kayom. The Eidus is absolutely valid. And you've just gone explain to me that what's it mean? That even if one Eid doesn't know and two do, then the Eidus is botel. Excuse me, the Mishnah did not say the Eidus is botel. The Mishnah says the Eidus is kayom. Look at one more line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Omarova v'ha, but surely, quote unquote, Eidusan kayemes, quote unquote, katani. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that we're looking for a case where the Eidus is botel. To the contrary, we're looking for a case where the Eidus is kayom. And that was the whole question. If one doesn't know one of the bedikos and you say it's fine, then obviously so too if both don't know. So what did you answer? No, we're not referring to the bedikos, we're referring to the chakiras. And you designed a whole lovely scenario about three Eidim, and the bottom line is that what? The Eidus is botel. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly says a halacha where the upshot is that the Eidus is kayemes. So we're still on the lookout for a case. What does it mean that if two don't know, the Eidus would be Kayemes, but as Hashem, this we'll have to see tomorrow. Yeah, Rav Larry, you want to say something?
Yeah, I don't understand. If with two Eidim, Everything is hunky dory, right? So if three come and one falls off, you still have two that are
Well,
Mekayims.
that's
Well,
exactly the Hekesh. That is the Hekesh. That's what it means. Makish
but
shnayim l'shlesh.
why are we grouping them together? They're not friends. They're not
Because they
two.
came as a group of three, so you can't ignore any of them. Once I come as a group of three, I can't say, well, to be perfectly honest, I could do without you, the third one.
But they didn't
No.
say they come as if we're all together.
Good.
Three guys came. I saw, he
That's
saw,
a
and
group.
he saw.
They came as a
One.
group. They came as a group. That's the whole Hekesh. Makish shnayim l'shlesha. When the Torah says, I'll be shnayim edim. A shloisha edim, that's the chiddush, that shloisha edim, even though in theory I could have done without one of them, but it doesn't matter. Now that he did come, once you come, you're an aid, no less or no important than anybody else. And
And
therefore,
what if five guys come? Then
same
what?
five will save a million as well. We'll see. There's a machlokas about this. We'll see the second opinion tomorrow. But by the way, what will be the halacha if you have 1,000 edim? And one of them turns out to be a relative. The answer is the whole group is possible. The whole group is possible. And this, by the way, begs the famous question, which maybe we'll discuss a little bit tomorrow. It's a big shiloh. What do you do, for example, at a wedding? We know an aide under the chuppah cannot be a relative. Okay, so we'll go to Larry Posen's son's wedding. And Larry's a very popular guy. So there's 1,000 people there. But excuse me, some people are relatives. So it's all very nice. I've got two lovely edim under the chuppah, but Larry's brother-in-law, Mr. Dreyfus from Ramah Aleph, who Nachum Geller does not know, happens to be there watching. Well, if that's the case, maybe he's just killed off the whole edus, even though there's 1,000 people, and I don't need Mr. Dreyfus, but he's there and he's watching.
Can I get my money back?
Could be.
That
We'll
would be the
discuss
key issue.
tomorrow. But for the moment, we'll assume they're happily married. We'll discuss tomorrow in session. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Be well.
Kol tov.
Right.